The DNR says a 48-year-old hunter died in Outagamie County when he was a so-called stander in a deer drive. That means a group of hunters was pursuing deer toward where the man was standing. The DNR says one of the drivers fired 3 shots at a deer, and one of the bullets hit the man in the chest and killed him. The DNR also says 2 of the 4 deer hunters wounded so far this year were accidentally shot during deer drives. DNR Hunter Education Administrator Tim Lawhern says the drives are potentially unsafe.
They have the propensity to be unsafe if they're not planned completely, and then everybody adhere to that plan and no deviations. And then you got to additionally follow the 4 basic rules of firearm safety. You know, you got to treat your firearm as if it's always loaded, point that muzzle in a safe direction all the time, be certain of your target and what's beyond it, and keep your finger out of the trigger guard until you're ready to shoot. And in cases with a deer drive, you must already know where your safe shooting lanes are.
Lawhern says during the excitement of a deer drive, the lanes can sometimes be forgotten. The other 2 hunters wounded this year shot themselves. Lawhern offers more advice.
If it's a self-inflicted injury, you're violation of one of the cardinal rules of firearm safety. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. And a safe direction is not at you and not at someone else.
One person who shot himself was hunting illegally. The other is 13 years old. The DNR says the 10-year average for hunting deaths or gunshot injuries is 16. This year's total is 5, with less than a week to go in the gun deer season. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.